First off, you got a visitor over here after practice. You want to tell him?
Harry Jensen, he's 91 years old, and he's a World War II vet and a season ticket holder for Utah for 40, 50 years, somewhere in there. And so honored to have him here, and players got a chance to meet him, and it's great to have supporters like that.
Is this something your brother does to spice up practice, find some people to bring in, or is that you? How does that work?
No, he just contacted us, and there was family members that thought it would be a good idea if we were able to meet him, and he was able to meet us.
So. There you go. All right, so as far as the team, how has the production dropped, ballpark 100 yards a game in the passing game? There's so many of the same guys. When you sit back and go big picture, how does that happen?
Oh, we're just same thing I've been saying for weeks now. We're not throwing it well enough, not catching it well enough, not protecting quite well enough. We need to be a little bit better in all areas. And that's really, there's nothing to it other than that. We just got to be more efficient.
Have you seen the growth in the quarterbacks this week, have you seen good competition? Are you happy with what you're seeing there?
We have. We've seen very good competition, and they both are very sharp today. Look good today, and one more day of heavy practice, and we'll make a decision.
I know you won't tip your hand, but will you elaborate a little bit about what goes into this quarterback competition?
It's purely a matter of who the coaching staff feels gives us the best chance to win, and that encompasses a lot of things. Who's throwing the ball best, who's running the offense the most efficiently, who's making the best decisions, who's being the best leader. I mean, there's so many things that go into it.
Can it be a week-by-week proposition?
I hope not, but it hasn't been settled by any means so far this season. But we're ideally hoping for it to get settled. But right now it is a completely open competition, and we hope one of the two will take ownership of the position.
Do you think the desire to limit turnovers has affected the way everybody plays?
No, everybody's desire in the whole country is to limit turnovers. And so otherwise, if that was the case, everyone would be affected by it. But that is job one of the offense, and our offense has done a great job in that department. That's why we're 6-2, is because of the turnover margin and the way we've been able to take away the ball on defense and protect the ball on offense.
How do you feel about your wide receivers working this week?
Good. There's never a shortage of work ethic or concentration, and this week has been no different. They've come out to practice every day. They're out here after practice working on the jugs machine, so they're doing their part as far as putting in the extra work.
Ken talked last night about how the tape did not look good for them, that they did not pay attention to the details, that they didn't do the little things well. Did you see that same thing, and do you see them paying more attention to that this week?
Yeah, we the route structures weren't clean enough.